Good morning, Mr. Tucker. How you doing, brother?
Good morning.
Good morning. You got the whole crew, Matt Hatter, my partner Jimbo, J-Mac. We all on the line talking to you this morning, big homie.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
Nothing too much, man. Nothing too much. Same old thing. We just up here early in the morning trying to make it, just like you, brother.
That boy is back!
That's right.
He back!
All right, Chris, comedy show tomorrow. What are you bringing to the table here? What are people going to see tomorrow night?
You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun, you know. You come to my show, you know, you're going to hear stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. You know, I talk about my life, man. I talk about everything that's going on in the world. So it's just a lot of fun, man. It's going to be good.
Hey, Chris, for a minute, it seemed like you, like, kind of, like, stopped doing a lot of things. Was there a reason why you stopped? Were you tired, just wanted to absorb some of the fame and the fortune and just live a little bit?
No, I never really stopped, man. I went back to the comedy clubs and started working on, you know, a new show. And I've been touring for the last 6 years and then, you know, traveling around the world. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on a world tour. You know, I just did the Middle East, Abu Dhabi, and different places, Oman. And then I was in London. And now I'm getting ready to go to Australia. So I've just been touring all over the places, all the places I visited. You know, now I'm going back doing shows all over the world. So it's great, man.
Is the love on the stage with you, Chris, or is the love making the movies, or is it a combination of both?
It's both, man. You know, the stand-up comedy gets me ready for the movies. And, you know, stand-up comedy is something special about it because you get that immediate response. Mm-hmm. When you do a movie and you film it, it takes months for it to come out. But when you do a show, you know, that's live and that energy. The crowd is right there. I'm right there. No telling what I'm going to say. You know, I don't know what I'm going to say sometimes. So I love doing stand-up.
Talk about a little bit about the movie that was just nominated for an Oscar, too, The Silver Lining Playbook. How did you get to be a part of that movie?
I mean, it was a great opportunity to show a different side of me. It was a cool little role in it. The director was David O. Russell. Was, you know, I told him I wanted to do it, you know, and he was surprised. Because it was a smaller role, but I want to do great movies, good movies, and it was a good script, and you know, then he got, you know, great directors going to attract great actors. He got Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, Jennifer mm-hmm. Lawrence, and it was a great little movie, man. I had a good time.
And what about all the acclaim and all the award shows and stuff like that? Did you enjoy that circuit?
Oh man, it was great. It was really great. You know, the Oscars and they, you know, all that good stuff, Golden Globes. It was a lot of fun, man. It's good to be a part of a good movie that people discovered and they liked, and you know, the topic was a good topic. It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Comedian Chris Tucker is who we talking to this morning. Chris, I know every time you talk to somebody, two things they always ask you: will there be another Rush Hour next? Will there ever be another Friday?
Friday, man. They're working on another one. You know, I don't know if I'll be in it, but I hope they do another one. So, but they're supposed to give me a script, and I'm gonna look at it, and then we're gonna see it from there. But in Rush Hour, you know, me and Jackie definitely want to do something else together again, so we'll see what happens with that, too, you know, so we'll see.
All right.
Then we got a whole bunch of other new stuff, so we'll see if it all comes together.
Well, what's the newest project you're working on? You got something in the can right now?
Well, you know, yeah, my stand-up comedy movie is coming out this summer, so I'm excited about that. I grew up, you know, watching Richard Pryor's stand-up comedy movies, Eddie Murphy's Raw, and I always wanted to do it, and, you know, I'm originally a stand-up comedian. So I did that. I filmed that last year in my hometown, Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So that's coming out this summer. So I want everybody to go out there and see that. That's going to be – it's amazing. I watched it actually yesterday because we're finishing it up. And it's pretty good. So I want everybody to check that out.
Now, Chris, I saw you on the Quincy Jones concert on Access TV, and I saw you do your little Michael Jackson. I thought you were hilarious on there. Working with Michael Jackson on that video and stuff, is there anything we don't know about Michael Jackson or something you could share with us?
You know, man, it was just an honor, man. You know, Michael, he's just a great icon, legend, and also just a great person, man. When he was just so kind to me, you know, it was just a great time, man, because Marlon Brando was on the video. He was on the set, you know, a legend actor, Marlon Brando. Had been, you know, he only had a certain people like, you know, Eddie Murphy, Magic Johnson, and Remember the Time in his video, and then he had Michael Jordan and Jam. And then he had me, and then, so I feel privileged to be, you know, somebody who he said, you know, I want you in my video, because he didn't have a lot of people in there, so it was privileged because he's legendary. Yeah.
Well, folks, get a chance to check you out tomorrow night, Bayou Music Center, 8 o'clock, the show goes down. You still can get tickets. If I'm not mistaken, they can go to ChrisTucker.com and actually get tickets, if I'm not mistaken, right, Chris?
They definitely can go, and then also the Real C. Tucker, to my Twitter, too, and Twitter me, you know, Real C. Tucker. But we're going to have a good time, Houston. I'm looking out for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Chris, we can't wait to see you tomorrow at the Bayou Music Center. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.